What do you make of that? He asked her. The wind kicked up again, harder than ever, at first obscuring what he had seen. When it dropped, a hole opened above them, and the sun shone briefly through, lighting the snow field with billions of diamond-chipped sparkles. Susanna shaded her eyes with one hand and looked long downhill. What she saw was an inverted T carved in the snow. The cross arm, closest to them, but still at least 2 miles away, was relatively short, perhaps 200 feet on either side. The long arm, however, was very long, going all the way to the horizon and then disappearing over it. "Those are roads," she said. "Someone's plowed a couple of roads down there, Roland." He nodded. "I thought so. But I wanted to hear you say it. I see something else as well."
"What?"
"Your eyes are sharper than mine, and by a lot. When we get a little closer, you'll see for yourself." He tried to rise, and she tugged impatiently at his arm.
"Don't you play that game with me. What is it?"
"Roofs," he said, giving in to her. "I think there are cottages down there. Mayhap even a town."
"People? Are you saying people?"
"Well, it looks like there's smoke coming from one of the houses. Although it's hard to tell for sure with the sky so white." She didn't know if she wanted to see people or not. Certainly, such would complicate things.
"Roland, we'll have to be careful."
"Yes," he said, and went back to the tow band again. Before he picked it up, he paused to readjust his gun belt, dropping the holster a bit so it lay more comfortably near his left hand. An hour later, they came to the intersection of the lane and the road. It was marked by a snowbank easily 11 feet high, one that had been built by some sort of plow. Susanna could see tread marks, like those made by a bulldozer, pressed into the packed snow.